الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئًا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected Azan and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَكُلَّنْ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. That the incidents of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam that we relate to you in the Quran Sharif, what is the purpose for narrating these incidents? Is to strengthen your iman, to strengthen your heart. That the lessons that Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam and the things that they went through in their lives become a means of comforting ourselves. It becomes a means of making us more stronger and more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He was that Nabi which every religion claimed to be a follower of. The Jews also claimed that they are followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Christians also said that they are also the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Even the mushrikeen of Makkatul Mukarramah, who were idol worshippers, they also used to call themselves Ibrahimis. That they are also the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيَّوْ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيَّوْ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ. Ibrahim a.s. was neither a Jew, he was neither a Christian, and he was not a mushrik also. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people that are closest to Ibrahim a.s., Allah says, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمَ لَلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That the closest people to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the people that are carrying on the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, were those people that were his true followers in his time, and this Nabi, that is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and his followers. They are the ones that are continuing with the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But the kuffar of Makkah were not happy with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They started looking for every small reason to say that he is not following Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. So they told him that you are saying you are the follower of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, but Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was not staying in Makkah through Mukarramah, he was staying in Sham. Why are you staying here? Secondly, you are saying that you are the follower of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, but his Qibla was Baytul Maqdis. It was not the Kaabatullah. Allah revealed the verses that إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِيَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةِ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدَلِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That the first masjid was the Baytullah. that it was built by the malaika initially. And thereafter, later on, after the floods of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when it was destroyed, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to rebuild it. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَائِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ, that you rebuild this thing. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, to the kuffar of Makkah, that who built this Baytullah? It was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Maqam Ibrahim is there. It's not in Sham. It is here in Makkatul Mukarrama. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the right of being in Makkatul Mukarrama. So every religion was claiming to be a follower of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And one of the biggest fitnas from amongst the many fitnas is the interfaith fitna. Where everyone is saying that every religion is correct. But let's ask Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam what he was saying. Allah says in the 28th para, قَدَ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says he's an example for you when he said that all other religions are all not acceptable to me. Only one religion, and is the religion of Tawheed and the religion of oneness of Allah. And Allah, knowing that this is the fitna that's going to come, Allah says clearly in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever seeks any other deen besides the deen of Islam, it will never be acceptable. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, the deen is only Islam. The only acceptable deen is the deen of Islam. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was that accepted Nabi which everyone wanted to link themselves with. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such a high position that he says he's my Khalil. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him this position? Amongst the many outstanding qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, one thing was high on the list, and that is was his complete submission to Allah. When Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ, told him to submit, he said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, I have submitted, no questions asked. Not like in our situation. When we are faced with a situation, we want to know what's our benefit in it. Is there any benefit for us? Why must I do it if there's no benefit for me? But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was aslamtu li rabbil alameen. I have submitted completely. Ask. No why? What for? Is there any benefit for me or not? No, he's not asking any questions. And if you have to go through very quickly through the life, salatu wasalam, as I mentioned previously, that the true followers of the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the sahaba and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If you go today for Hajj, who are the ones that are keeping alive the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? When it's the time of Qurbani, who is keeping alive the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? And let's look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's life and the sahaba ranu. The first test in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was when he was a child. Brought up in a house which was full of shirk and kufr. And not just any ordinary house. His father was in charge of the place where the idols were worshipped. He was in charge of it. And according to some narrations, he was the one that was selling the idols. So his income was from there. So you will not expect him to even leave it out also. And he explained to his father respectfully, trying to explain to him what he's doing was wrong, trying to bring him to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His father blankly told him, أَرَغِبٌ أَنْتَ أَنْ آلِهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. In simple words, if you have to translate it, are you starting all this nonsense? I'll sort you out. So he told his father very respectfully, Salamun alaik, Sa'astaghfiru laka Rabbi, and now I have to leave. I cannot fulfill my duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, and now I have to leave. So on one side, he had the respect for his father. On the other side, he had to show his father that the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more important. The command of Allah is more important. If you look at one incident in the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepted Iman. His mother went on a hunger strike. He said, you have to leave this deen. Then only I will start eating. After 1-2 days, the people started talking that you are a disobedient child. It's because of you, your mother is going to die. He goes up to his mother and he tells his mother that I'm prepared to do anything for you. You know my love that I have for you. But this is one thing that I cannot leave, and that is the... If you die in this situation, that is your, it is your choice. It got nothing to do with me. Obviously, she came to her senses. She started eating. She accepted Islam also. That. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. We command you that you must be kind to your parents. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. But if they ask you to do something against the command of Allah, then you will still respect them, but you will not obey them. You will still respect them, but you will not obey them. So you can see the Sahaba anhum, they're continuing with the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The second stage, another stage in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, was when he had to make that hijrat. Now he's leaving his father, he has to make the hijrat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for personal gain, not for any worldly motives and needs, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They had to leave Makkatul Mukarrama and they had to come to Madinatul Munawwara. They had all the wealth in Makkatul Mukarrama, but they left everything and they came to Madinatul Munawwara, so much so that Allah addresses them as Lil Fuqara'il Muhajirin. That the needy ones who got nothing. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, he created that brotherhood between one muhajir and one ansar, just to assist them. And we know how the ansar had helped. Allah praises them also in Quran. So the same legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is being continued by the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One sahabi has a Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's making hijrah from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara. And the kuffar stop him. He told him, if you want me to fight you, I'll fight you right till the end. But let's make a deal. All my wealth that I got in Makkatul Mukarrama, you know how much wealth I got. You can take it. Just allow me to make hijrah. So they allowed him. Obviously, this kuffar, they're only after the world. You bribe them, they'll take anything. So they took it, and he came to Madinatul Munawwara. When he narrated this incident to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallam was so happy. He said, Rabbi Hasuhib, you have made an excellent deal. You made a deal, such a deal that you gave the dunya for your akhirat. Allah revealed the verses, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. There are some people who they give the world to gain the pleasure of Allah. So it wasn't an easy thing just to make that hijrah. But it was same, the sunnah, that Islam, which they are continuing with the same legacy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some people, they could not make the hijrah. They had a valid Shari reason, so they couldn't make the hijrah. There was no sin upon them. But there were some people that they never made the hijrah because of worldly reasons. Their families were stopping them. When they wanted to make the hijrah also, their families were stopping them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. That verily your families and your wealth, they become a trial for you. When you want to leave the sin for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will become a child for you. But here, look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He had to bring his family after making dua for so many years and he got a child. Now he had to bring his family and leave them in Makkah al-Mukarramah, a desert. No water, no vegetation, no nothing. At that time he's leaving. He's not saying anything also. And his wife addresses him and tells him, are you leaving us here? He just remains silent. He was ordered by Allah Ta'ala not to answer. Then she says, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you to do this? And he just shook his head to say yes. Now look at her response. Idhan la yudayyana. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let us go to waste. Allah will never abandon us. It can never be that Allah ta'ala tells us to do something and there's harm in that thing. It can never be harm. Now look at how the husband is thinking. He's a Nabi of Allah. Look how the wife is thinking also. And later on, look at how the son is going to be thinking also. That is why it's very, very, very important that we have ta'aleem in the home. That the family and everyone knows what is their first priority. Their first priority is to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The problem we have today is that everyone is not in one page. What is our point of reference when we have a problem? If a husband and wife is having a problem, then the husband is saying, I need to do everything according to Sharia. And the wife is saying, no, we need to do everything according to worldly laws. Why? Because what is our point of reference? We have any business dispute, same story. But if everyone understands, if the husband understands that I have to turn to Sharia, Sharia will decide. The wife knows that Sharia is going to decide. The business partners know Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam are going to decide. You got no problem then. So here, what is our point of reference? It's teaching us in this incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the wife also knows Allah decided we're not going to do anything now. And then when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after that, when he sees that dream, that he's slaughtering his son, what was the response of his son also? قَالَ يَا أَبَدِ افْعَلْ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Do what you have been commanded, O my father. And Allah says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. Again the same word. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. When they both submitted in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again we come into this point of why Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was chosen by Allah because of his submission to Allah. When a person gives and he gives in for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will replace him with something better. Allah ta'ala will replace him with something better. When Allah ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, slaughter your son, he was prepared to slaughter his son. Why? Because Allah told me to do it. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in Hayat al-Sahaba, an incident is mentioned that his son told him once, Abdul Rahman, that in the battle of Badr, he was not a Muslim as yet, he came with the kuffar to fight against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he told him that in that battle, I had you in my sights, oh my father, I had you in my sights. I could have killed you. I wanted to kill you, but I thought to myself, no, you my father, this will I never kill you. Abu Bakr Siddiq said, oh my son, if you came in front of me at that time, I would have not hesitated to kill you, even though you my son. Because you came against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm prepared to sacrifice my son for the sake of Allah. It's a time of Fajr. Fajr can be 4 o'clock, but for the sake of Allah, I'll sacrifice the sleep of my son because I need to bring him to the masjid. I'm sacrificing him for the sake of... So many people, you ask them, why is your son not here? You in the masjid, why not here? No, he got this tuition, he got this sports event, he got that, he got this. We are prepared to sacrifice everything else for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when the same child grows up and doesn't have inclination towards deen, but he got inclination towards all these other activities, then we're asking ourselves the question, why is it happening? We have created the problem. So here, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us that he sacrificed. The Sahaba Ranum also showed us we sacrifice. Allah says clearly in the Quran, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضُونَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ. If your families, whether it be your children, your wives, and other family members, whether it be your wealth, whether it be your businesses, if anything is more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sacrificing, then fatarabbasu, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for trouble. These are the words of the Quran. Fatarabbasu, then wait. What comes after it, you must only blame yourself after that. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam this whole part of submission. When a person, when he submits himself and he gave that, when he gave his son, Allah replaced him with a ram. Allah replaced him with a ram. Why it comes in the hadith of Musnad Ahmad. إِنَّكَ لَمْ تَدَعَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِلَّا عَبْدَلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That any person who gives up anything for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace him with something better also. Allah replaced that child, Allah replaced it with a ram. Look at Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. It mentioned in Quran, in the 23rd para, one day after the Asr Salah, he was supposed to be reading his Asr Salah, it was the Asr time. And he was looking at the animals of jihad. He was the king, so he had to look and he had to check up all the animals of jihad. Whether they are fit, anything to be done, he was checking. And whilst he was inspecting them, he did not see that his time of salah was going. It was close to sunset. He was about to miss his salah. Some of us didn't say it was a fard salah, some say it was a nafil salah. Because of that, because he was about to miss his thing, he said, Rudduha alay, bring all those animals back, and he slaughtered all of them. In that Shariat, Mufassirin said it was allowed. There was no need for him to slaughter it, but in that Shariat, it was allowed for him to slaughter. Why did the animals come in my way of fulfilling the commands of Allah? See what Allah gave him after that. After a few verses, Allah says, Fasakharna lahu rih. These animals were for you to travel, but because you slaughtered it for my sake, I gave you the wind at your command. Now you can move wherever you want to fly. When you give up for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace you with something better. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "An-nadhru sahmun min sihami iblis masmumun." That this, a person looking at haram, is from the sights of iblis, that is shaitan. There will be poison in it. It's poison in it. Looking at wrong is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. Man tarakaha makhafati. Whoever leaves out looking at that haram because of my fear. Abdaltuha halawata imanan fi qalbihi. I will give him the special sweetness of iman in his heart. Why? Because he did it for my sake. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man kadama ghaydan. Wa huwa qadirun ay yunfidahu. That person who suppresses his anger in those places where he's supposed to suppress it, he suppresses it. And then Allah Ta'ala says, "Da'awu Allahu ala ru'usil khalaiqi yawm al-qiyamah." Allah will call him on a day of Qiyamah in front of everyone, and Allah will honor him on a day. Why? Because he suppressed his anger for my sake. So that person who does for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will replace him with something better. So the lesson that we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's life is his aspect of complete submission. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to submit, he says, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He did not ask any questions, and he says, I have submitted to the commands of Allah. And one of the du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is, Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini laka wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak. And we need to make the same dua also. O Allah, make us, meaning he's talking about himself, and my son, make us from those people who are subservient to you, completely subservient to you. So Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini laka wa min dhurriyyatina, even our progeny also, make them such. That make them always subservient to your commands. Never going against your commands. So we should be making this dua also of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for ourselves. Likewise, there are many other duas of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in the Quran. Another very important dua that he used to make. Rabbi ij'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. O Allah, make me from those people who are establishers of salah, and also make my progeny and our children from those people who are establishers of salah. Rabbana khfilli wali. Rabbana khfil lana. So he said, Rabbi ij'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Rabbana khfilli wali walidayya walil mu'minina yawma yaqumu al-hisab. And O Allah, you forgive me and forgive my parents and forgive all the believers on the day of reckoning. This is the day of Qiyamah. So make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the special quality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala give us that quality. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.